Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katouf, sports nutrition specialist, heart rate performance specialist, Nine Round Nutrition coach, and 2 times best-selling author. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of 9 challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9, 9round.com. Folks, I hope you're having a fantastic day, a fantastic week. We have a great show planned for you today. The title, Want More Results? Just burn more calories, right? Well, again, as we talked about in the description, I get it. I empathize with people, especially when they're looking to lose weight, lose body fat, transform their physique. On the surface, it really seems simple, right? Like a math equation, 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. And in the world of health and fitness and nutrition, it would seem as if simply burn more calories, right? The old philosophy, calories in versus calories out. If we are burning more calories than we're putting in, right, that should result in the weight loss, the body fat loss, the body transformation. But as I talk about in my 3 DVD set, RX Nutrition, my statement is this. If it were as easy as calories in versus calories out, it would be that easy. And I get it. Again, you know, during the 9-round workout, individuals are wearing their heart rate monitor, which is great. They're wearing their 9-round pulse heart rate monitor, which we want everybody to do. So that's fantastic. But what are they doing? They're chasing a number. They're chasing calories. For whatever reason, you know, they think that, you know, 500 calories is some magic number, and they'll try to do whatever they can to burn that 500 calories, even if it means blowing up that heart rate and getting into the red. But here's what people quickly find out. They realize that despite the time, the effort, the energy, all the efforts that they're putting in to their workouts, trying to burn more and more calories, well, as the weeks and months go on, they realize, wow, I am not getting the results I desire. Now, what is the next quote-unquote logical step individuals take? Well, they think to themselves, well, gosh, you know, if I'm burning X amount of calories, let's use 500 as our example, if I'm burning 500 calories and that's not getting me the results I desire, they're going, well, that means I must burn 750. That means I must burn 1,000. I must need to burn more then. So let me go out and work out more. Let me go out and work out harder. Let me chase that ghost out there, man, like chasing Casper the ghost, right? We're just going to keep chasing that number of calories because we're going to catch it. But again, it's like chasing a ghost. You ain't going to get it. It's not going to happen. But they keep doing it. And again, I empathize with people. I get it because on the surface, it seems that easy. Well, if I burn this much and that didn't work, let me just burn more and that should do it. Can you start to see where the frustration cycle happens? And maybe you've been in this frustration cycle where you're working out maybe more than you ever have in your life. And you're looking back going, gosh, you know, I'm crushing it. My workouts are great. I'm burning a ton of calories, but I'm not getting the results, right? Well, that's what we're here to help you with. That's where the whole 9-round experience. When I talk about the 9-round experience, it's the 9-round workout. It's the 9-round pulse heart rate training system, and it's the 9-round nutrition. That's the experience, folks. It's not about just doing one thing. If I do this, meaning burn X amount of calories, I'm going to get these results. No, that's very static. That's not a dynamic way of looking at it. The body is very dynamic. This is a very dynamic, very complex process. It's a multi-piece, multi-puzzle process. We're just going to help you put all the pieces together. We're going to provide you with all the tools, right, so that you can then go out and implement and put these tools into motion. So why does chasing the calories not work? Why is it just not as easy as burning more calories? Well, I don't want to give a mixed message. There's nothing wrong with burning more calories. I mean, I've been fortunate over the last 27 years to have personally coached thousands of individuals around the world, more than 30 states in the U.S., 10 plus countries, and everybody from the morbidly obese to the professional athletes and everybody in between. And so I share that with you because a number of individuals I currently coach and have coached have big endurance goals. So, you know, maybe it's a marathon or an Ironman triathlon, et cetera, or an ultra marathon. So point is, they're putting in a ton of time. I mean, 15-mile runs, 20-mile runs, 30-mile runs if they're training for ultra marathons, like 100-mile bike rides if they're training for an Ironman. So they're burning a ton of calories. So it's not that I'm sitting here going, hey, I'm anti-burning calories. No. Burning calories is great, but there's a big if and only if attached to it, associated to it. If and only if what? If and only if we are fueling our body properly. It's fine to burn calories. Now, here's the big asterisk. We have to make sure we're staying in the proper heart rate zones, which we'll get to. So it's not that burning more calories is a bad thing. We just have to look at it. Did we blow that heart rate up to do so? Did we jump into the red, stay into the red? If so, that's going to backfire on us. And if we are just chasing more calories, are we fueling the body properly? Are we recovering properly? Are we resting properly? Are we sleeping properly? Are we hydrating properly? So many factors to take into consideration. So here's what I want to help you with. And I know this can be tough, but change is just that, change. You know, what's that great definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. One more time, it's been said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And doing the over and over thing again is people chasing calories in the workout. Well, if I just burn more, it's going to work. So here's my challenge for you. Here's my goal for you. Take your eyes off the calories completely. Don't worry about it. Don't look at it. Don't focus on it. Completely ignore it. Okay? Is that going to be tough? Maybe. I don't know. If you're really attached to it, it could be. But hey, if we want to get results, we got to make some changes, right? And the reason I say that is don't let it derail you. Don't let that define your workout in terms of how many calories you burn, because we're going to get burned by it, if you know what I'm saying. We're going to get burned by it. It's like self-sabotage. So we don't want to chase a certain number of calories to burn, just like we don't want to chase a certain number of calories to consume in a day. That's going to get us burned as well. There's many more factors to it. So here's your goal for every workout: not to burn X amount of calories, okay? Because that's going to force people to go into the red, because they know if they get that heart rate up higher, it's going to look as if they're burning more calories, et cetera, et cetera. So let's talk about the 9-round pulse heart rate training system, which is absolutely fantastic. If you want the biggest, best return on your investment of time, this is going to be one of the biggest and most successful steps you can take. Wearing the 9-round pulse heart rate monitor, monitoring your heart rate during every workout, and staying in the green and yellow during every workout. Oh my gosh, this is going to bring about one of the biggest returns possible on your investment of workout time. Remember, it's not about working out more. It's not about working out harder. It's not about burning more calories. But what it is about, it's about working out smarter. So by working out in those proper heart rate zones, we're not worried about the total calories burned. Because check this out. When you start to really focus on the proper heart rate zones and you don't worry about total calories, you don't worry about jacking your heart rate up into the red so you hit some certain number of calories. When you work out in the green and yellow, you're actually going to be burning less calories. But don't worry about that. That's my whole point. Don't worry about it. Don't focus on it. Don't look at it. Completely ignore it. I mean, you can look at it, but then just say, oh, okay, whatever. I burned X amount of calories. Great. Move on. Okay? that doesn't define the success or lack thereof in a workout. What's going to define the success of a workout is the heart rate distribution. And so we want to focus on staying in that green and yellow. That's going to be the key to success. Why? It's going to help the body maximize its ability to burn fat. It's going to help the body maximize its ability to recover after a workout, so you can do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. It's going to reduce risk of injury. It's going to reduce risk of overtraining. So as you can see, the benefits of working out in the proper heart rate zones are absolutely endless. So let's make a change, folks. Let's completely gut this thing, man. If you've been a calorie chasing, a calorie burning chasing junkie, no problem. Let's just change it though, okay? Let's change that right now. Your next workout, today or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this. Let's ignore it. All I want you to focus on is staying in the green and yellow. You can control that. You can focus on that. And that's going to help bring about great results. Now, that's going to bring about a huge result. Now, the nine-round workout itself, oh, my gosh, going to bring about amazing results. Why? Because every exercise during your nine-round workout, whether we're punching, kicking, squat, jump squat, push-up, dumbbell exercise, kettlebell exercise, et cetera, is going to help build muscle. Building muscle is the key to whatever our goals are, whether it's body transformation, improved overall health and fitness, improved athletic performance. Building muscle is a huge key to success. So the nine-round workout is going to be key for building that muscle. And if body transformation, body weight loss, body fat loss is your goal, well, we can't burn fat without building muscle. So there we go. There's your nine-round workout for you. We've got the nine-round workout. We've got the nine-round pulse heart rate training system. Now, let's put the nine rounds of nutrition in there. But again, we're not worried about, just like we're not worried about burning X amount of calories, we're not focused on consuming X amount of calories. This isn't about some bank of calories or some bank of points. If we try to follow something like that, we're going to go bankrupt. We're going to be burned. It's like self-sabotage. So again, just like we're taking eyes off of how many calories we burn in a workout, we're also going to take our eyes off of how many calories we're trying to consume in a day. There's no magic number. The magic number is this. Following your nine rounds of nutrition meal plan as prescribed, making sure that each meal is properly balanced with the right amount of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. But again, you don't need to calculate that. We've done the work for you. We've done the heavy lifting for you. Every meal and snack is already properly balanced. So simply by following the nine rounds of nutrition meal plan as prescribed, guess what? Your calories, your carbohydrates, your protein, your fat is all going to fall into place. Fantastic. We're not trying to chase a certain number of calories. We're not trying to chase a certain number of grams of carbohydrates, grams of protein, grams of fat, et cetera, et cetera. No. Just simply follow the meals and snacks as prescribed and everything will fall into place. So there is a triad of success. It's not about burning more calories. It's about building muscle through the nine rounds. It's about preserving that muscle we're building by following the proper heart rates, the green and yellow, during the nine-round workout. And it's about fueling the muscle properly by implementing and putting into motion the nine-round nutrition. Now we've got the triad of success rocking and rolling for you. Does that make sense? So, again, I get it. I know that change can be challenging, but, hey, if we want results, we've got to make changes, right? It's fun. It stretches the comfort zone, I mean, mentally, physically. Oh, man, we're challenged. It might be a challenge every day for you for a while to say, okay, don't worry about the calories. Don't worry about it. And don't. All I want you to focus on is focus on the green and yellow. Focus on the green and yellow. Focus on the green and yellow. That is your only focus going into your nine-round workout. How about that? How narrow is that focus in a good way? Very narrow. That's all we're worried about. Chase a calorie burn number. I want you to chase the green and yellow. Let's chase that with precision, right? Let's make sure from, you know, round one to round nine, we're gradually increasing our heart rate. We're in the green and yellow. And let's bring a I'll do whatever it takes mentality. Let's bring a I'll do whatever it takes mentality to stay in that green and yellow. So, folks, let's focus on the green and yellow. Don't worry about how many calories you're burning. I'm telling you, you're going to find an entirely new level of success. So, until next time, make today a great day.